if you didn't get teeth.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Still watching this meningitis outbreak. From what we understand, thank heavens, no new deaths. But there is a Michigan man who is battling meningitis after just grieving, or in the process of grieving, of losing his wife, who died from this meningitis outbreak herself. Apparently, she had died September 30th. From the fungal-tainted steroid that was injected into her back. Now he, George Carey, 65 years old, is starting to, from what I understand, battle neurological symptoms as well. He had received spinal injections as well in August. He says so far he's feeling better. I had heard a report that he actually was admitted for having seizures, but what we understand for now, you know, he's doing okay. We will keep you posted. But I got to tell you, this is just one huge cluster. And it is a complete embarrassment that something like that could even happen in our medical community. Even more embarrassing is this report that came out today. Bystander CPR is going to be more likely to occur in a higher income white neighborhood as opposed to other neighborhoods. This is a study published in today's issue of New England Journal of Medicine. They say people are more likely, if they're bystanders, to come over and help you and perform CPR if you're in a high-income neighborhood. Apparently, Cornelia Sasson, MD from the University of Colorado School of Medicine in Aurora, and colleagues analyzed surveillance data from 14,000 patients with cardiac arrest from 2005 to 2009, you know, submitted from 29 sites to the Cardiac Arrest Registry to enhance survival. Neighborhoods were classified as high or low income based on median household income, and as white or black if more than 80% of the consensus tract was predominantly of one race. Researchers found that bystander-initiated CPR was provided to 28.6% of those cardiac arrests. So of the 14,000 cardiac arrests, only 28% were given CPR. That's embarrassing in and of itself. All right, we've talked about CPR. If you don't want to put your mouth on the person, at least start chest compressions, for crying out loud. They say those who had cardiac arrests in low-income black neighborhoods were significantly less likely to receive CPR than those who had cardiac arrests in high-income white neighborhoods. In conclusion, we found that the racial and socioeconomic composition of neighborhoods has important effects on the likelihood of bystander-initiated CPR for a person with an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. That is horrible. Just ridiculous. Now, what is it? I mean, is there enough education in CPR? Is there? You know, when my father had a fatal heart attack, my mom, was obviously very confused when that happened in front of her. She called 911 like she was supposed to. And the operator really didn't explain to her to do CPR. The operator called the paramedics. Paramedics got there, but from what we understand, there really wasn't much that could be done. However, back in 2004 when this happened, I immediately went through the guilt process of I should have taught my mom CPR. I should have had her already trained, made her take a class, even though this occurred in another part of the country from where I was living, because she could have done something. And it turned out a lot of times with these fatal heart attacks that happen sudden, sometimes CPR can't, but I still, wish I would have given her the knowledge, or she would have had the knowledge to do it. You always go back and you always feel guilty, even though there probably wasn't anything that could be done. And I think we really underestimate that, we all know CPR. We really underestimate that we're being taught. And I really think we should have neighborhood classes, et cetera. The problem with CPR is you usually have to pay for these courses. You know, I've looked into CPR courses, you know, for the staff, et cetera, which is what you need to do. And it does. The prices go up year after year because it does cost money. It does cost money to certify. It costs money for the paperwork. It costs money to teach the dummies, et cetera. These CPR classes aren't cheap. So you don't usually see free CPR courses. Plus, keep in mind, a CPR training class could be up to 8 hours. It's not like you could train somebody in CPR in 5 minutes. I would probably recommend coming up with some 15-minute, lecture, if you can, that is free for people, where you immediately explain to them, if you have someone that drops from a heart attack, you lie them on their back, you call 911, have somebody on the phone with 911 while you start the chest compressions right away. This is something you can teach in 15 minutes. No, you can't teach full-on CPR. Full-on first aid, you can't. It is a multiple-hour process. You need to practice. You need to get comfortable with the dummy, get comfortable with people, etc. But I don't want an 8-hour training class preventing people from knowing how to institute CPR, how to work an AED, etc. Now, usually when somebody drops, when they're outside jogging or etc., you really don't have an AED available. You don't have a mask available. So you just need to start doing the chest compressions. And even the American Heart Association said, look, if you don't want to put your mouth on the person, at least start doing the chest compressions. Do something. And they have changed the ABCs, airway, breathing, circulation, to start the circulation compressions first, then airway breathing. So basically, you have a victim, you make sure you get them on its back, make sure 911 is called while you're waiting for the ambulance, you find the mid-nipple line. We've talked about this, men or women, if women's breasts are sagging, think where their breasts would have been in their 20s. That's the center of the chest. Put one palm on that center sternum, your other palm over the first hand, interlace your fingers, and you start compressing about an inch, inch and a half. Do it to the beat of another one bites dust. Boom, boom, boom. Or what's another one that is staying alive, staying alive, staying alive. You could do that to that. That in terms of speed, because many people, they don't know how fast they should do it. Think of one of those songs, Staying Alive or Another One Bites the Dust. I know, don't sing it, you know, and worry family members, but that's the type of beat and the speed at which you do it. And then after 30 compressions, if you can, please check the airway. Now, of course, before CPR, you always have to check for a pulse, obviously. Check for a pulse. You don't want to do it on a person who's obviously having heart, you know, a rhythm. It looks like we're on break. Okay. So I've always checked the pulse first, but then check the airway, chin lift, head tilt, start giving compressions by a good seal on the mouth, etc. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Peter Krachnevel from Midas Resources. Today is October 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1718.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1760.93, 880.46 for a half ounce, and 440.23 for a quarter ounce. 1760.93, 880.46, and 440.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says? Well, don't count on FEMA. Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please, of course, call the show anytime you want with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Now, I was on Fox 5 Local News talking about the deaths associated with Monster energy drinks, allegedly, where I believe they have six people who had some sort of cardiac issue after supposedly drinking Monster energy drinks. And they had asked about this 14-year-old girl, which we had talked about, where she had had two 24-ounce Monster energy drinks within a 24-hour period, went into a cardiac dysrhythmia, and then death. Well, apparently an article comes out today saying that reports have surfaced where the U.S. FDA is investigating these deaths, as well as the promotion that we are seeing by these caffeinated drink companies to, you know, urge kids to buy their product. Apparently, Yale University's Red Center for Food Policy and Obesity had released a report months ago warning that energy drink makers are aggressively targeting preteens and teens via Facebook, Twitter, YouTube with campaigns and certain come-ons, they say, that parents never see. You know, that is interesting. I don't think I have seen any advertising for these drinks on Twitter or et cetera, but then again, I'm not in the target age group. I'm 41. So they, obviously, I would probably have to pretend to be on my son's account, but you see, here's the thing. I think there's an age limit to when you could be on Facebook, et cetera. So, even at that point, I don't even think I would truthfully see these. Now, parents do want better labeling. They want stronger regulations for these drinks. Apparently, a June, survey from this year of 985 parents found that the majority, 86%, think energy drinks should report the caffeine content right there on the label. 85% think energy drinks should carry warning labels about showing risk for adverse effects. 78% think these energy drinks should not be marketed to kids or teens. 74% think energy drinks should not be sold to kids or teens. I actually agree with that. Honestly, again, the big difference between these energy drinks and coffee, let's say, and we talked about how a cup of coffee is still less than these energy drinks, is with a cup of coffee, it's hot. With a cup of tea, it's hot, and you drink it slowly. So you are sipping the caffeine, and over an hour period, you're getting that dose of caffeine, which for some of us doctors, we still say it's too high for some of our patients. When you down these Red Bulls or these Monster drinks or some of these other caffeinated beverages, you're drinking them quickly because they're cold and they're tasty. So these kids are getting a huge bolus. I mean, a 24-ounce Monster energy drink is about 240 milligrams of caffeine. Maximum is usually about 300 milligrams of caffeine per adult. So you have a kid who's 95 pounds drinking down two of these Monster energy drinks, taking in close to 500 milligrams of caffeine. It's just way too much. And do kids really need these caffeinated drinks? I mean, a big problem we have with these kids is they're so sleepy in the morning. Why are they so sleepy in the morning? Why do they have so much difficulty getting through the day? Well, one, they're up all night on Facebook and Twitter, probably looking at these Monster energy drink ads, let's just say that, playing video games, etc. Two, they're not really eating healthy breakfast in the morning. They're eating something sugary, if that at all. So, of course, you're going to get tired a few hours into the day. Three, they're probably not getting restful sleep. You know, I mean, think about it. You know, if you're expecting a phone call or a text or a tweet, do you really shut your phone down? I bet these kids are being woken up with their phone light all night long. Every time there's a Facebook post or a tweet or a text to them. All right. I know these kids are up all night. And so then what do? They drink the Monster energy drinks or these other energy drinks the next day. You know, and I know they serve a purpose, and there's many of you that love these drinks and they don't want them off the market. But when it comes to these kids, no, I really don't think they need them. There's no nutritional value. And as far as I'm concerned, no, I don't think kids should be able to buy them. And most parents don't know. Most parents have no idea that these kids are buying them or they are being bombarded with the advertisements. So, yeah, I kind of agree with that. And of course, you know, when they start to mix alcohol with these, that's a big no-no. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a teenage boy brought drug-laced brownies to school, and he is going to be charged with a felony because a girl got duped into eating one of them and was hospitalized. They said the 17-year-old girl began reaching for things in the air. Apparently, there was LSD from, I don't know how they got LSD and stuck them in the brownies, but they did. This was at Byron Nelson High School. I'm trying to see what city that would be in. Sorry, I think, gosh, I can't figure out what state or city that would be in. But Byron Nelson High School, earlier this week, school nurse and security director guessed there was something going on, more than just pot in the brownies. She was positive for both marijuana and LSD. Allegedly, the 15-year-old boy gave the girl brownies and told her there was pot in them. He was originally cited for possession of marijuana. Now, I guess it elevates from a Class A misdemeanor to a state jail felony because it's LSD and the girl ended up in the hospital. Now, this is another example of what kids are doing. I know some of you are like, oh, all right, this is another case of tainted brownies. All right, we need to teach even our 17-year-old girls. right? You don't take food from other people. You don't take food from strangers. He's not a stranger. He's a kid from my class. Even worse. You know, the one thing I tell my teenagers when we're, you know, whenever I see them for sports physicals, et cetera, I always remind them, don't, boys and girls, don't let somebody get your drink. Because they could put something in your drink, roofies, etc. There was a boy, he was a cousin of one of our patients who lives out of state, looks like grabbed a drink that really wasn't intended for him, had an adverse reaction to the drug that the drink was spiked with, and dies. All right? None of you kids out there should be drinking from something that's open container or open in a cup. You get your own drink. You pour your own soda. If you think the soda bottle has been spiked, you don't drink it. It's not worth dying over. Don't look like, oh, you're not cool. It's just as cool for you not to have something in your hand drinking, okay? You could, you know, or just get a cup of ice and suck on the ice if you want to look like you have a drink in your hand. But this is some scary stuff. And somebody's saying, here, take these brownies. They have pot in them. You're already getting them from a shady person who's spiking the food. Yes, it was nice he told you there was pot, but he stuck LSD in them too. You know, sometimes these kids get drugs from people and they don't even know what's in the drugs. They think it's just pot. So, you know, the world that these kids live in is getting more and more dangerous. And many of them don't care. They think nothing like that would happen, or they think it's cool. Drugs are cool to these kids. But to us adults who see these kids dropping dead, even from an energy drink, allegedly pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a study came out saying if a person is exposed to secondhand smoke and they're sensitive to it, within 20 minutes, they could already start having breathing and airway restriction. Now, when I first saw that, I'm like, what? If somebody smokes near me, I feel it right away. I've never been diagnosed with asthma, but I feel the smoke right away. But sometimes people don't realize they're in an area where there is heavy concentration of secondhand smoke. It's not just somebody blowing the smoke in your face. They say bars and cars are places where high concentrations of fine particles usually occur because of smoking. This is from Dr. Barakis from the University of Athens in Greece. He said non-smokers are then forced to inhale extreme amounts of particulates directly in their lungs. What happens if you feel like you're not getting enough wind? Yet take a deeper breath. They say the short-term effects of secondhand smoke tell us that even short exposure is harmful for the airways. Now, there was a study a couple years ago saying within minutes, a cell could be turned cancerous from secondhand smoke. We haven't really seen much more news on that, probably because a study like that was really scary. But listen, we're coming up towards Halloween. Please give us the scary studies. We need to know what the heck is happening to us. Anyway, in this study, they looked at 15 healthy people exposed to high concentrations of secondhand smoke. They were exposed to the smoke in a chamber that was supposed to mimic that, etc. And they found that their airway, why am I having hiccups now? Really going to have hiccups? No, come on. Their exposure and their lung reaction to it occurred as quickly as 15 minutes. Now, for a lot of us, we're like, well, duh. But, you know, many of us don't realize that, you know, when we get into a car that is a smoker's car, even if he hasn't lit up, you're still picking that up because it's a confined space. Same thing with bars, etc. All right, so just another thing to kind of look at. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a study had come out saying some people may be over-expecting their chemotherapy to cure them. And this is supposed to kind of lead into over-treatment at end of life. I'm a little concerned about the timing of a study like this. We're going to talk about that and how many of us really aren't that low in vitamin D like the lab suggests. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier, and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We always talk about little tricks that you could do to kind of lose weight. And Fox News has compiled 10 diet tricks, which I'll read to you because I love them. You guys get sick of the same tricks that I always tell you. And some of these are kind of new, and some of these are the same things that I've talked to you about. And we like diet tricks because many of us really don't like to do the whole celery, iceberg, lettuce type of thing. Or what was the Demi Moore diet? 3 Red Bulls a day. A piece of celery and a teaspoon of tuna. And that was her diet. And that's what kept her slim. Anyway, they say put away the food scale. They say portion control isn't about measuring. It's about ordering 2 appetizers instead of an entree and cutting back on bread if you have pasta. So I guess for those of you that, I remember in the 80s when I did Weight Watchers, you'd buy a Weight Watchers scale. and you'd measure out the ounces. They say put it away just, you know to avoid the extra carbs, etc. For some of you, though, many of you don't realize that your 6 ounces is actually 16 ounces. So I still like the scale, but none of us really carry them anymore. They say stash fruit. Always have fruit hidden somewhere. These are a variety of different people that Fox compiled with this. Fruit, I think, is great. I love telling you all to freeze your grapes. It's like a dessert. You know, some of you are like, I don't want to eat it because it's fruit and they get soggy. You buy the grapes fresh, you throw them in the freezer, and then you take those to work with you. And a frozen grape tastes like candy. It is a fun, it's like you're eating ice cream. It's a great treat. They fill you up and there's hardly any calories because they're grapes. They say shake chocolate. They say carry around a shaker cup of chocolate protein powder, add water. It fills you up so you don't eat something high calorie instead. I don't know about the powders and the protein powders. Some of your kidneys can't handle that, but it is an idea. You want something sweet, so you have something chocolatey. You can mix it with the water or non-fat milk. Use that as a drink as opposed to eating something. Yeah, because I got to tell you, Halloween's coming up. Halloween is coming up, and boy, is it easy to nibble on all the treats that people give us. They say, now this is something I always talk about. Set your limits. They say set your limits and go nuts. They say in the cafeteria, they use a 4x4-inch styrofoam box. They put whatever they want in there, and they can't overeat because whatever they put in that 4x4-inch box is all they could eat. I also recommend if you do go out to dinner, you should... If you go out to dinner, you should ask for the to-go box early. Cut whatever you ordered in half. Now you have another dinner for tomorrow night, so you save money. And then you could eat your portion, and you still feel like you got to eat out. They also say take a before photo. Before you start getting into shape, and I've recommended this as well, take a picture of yourself in maybe a sports bra and shorts or underwear. And you have that picture of yourself, and it's obviously not very complimentary, right? And it can actually make you feel bad. But every time you feel like going off the wagon, you peek at that picture. I would honestly say wear shorts, don't wear underwear. The last thing you need is, you know, some pornographic site getting it. But honestly, seeing yourself in the, you know, because when you look in the mirror, you usually look at yourself bust up. You don't really see your waist. You don't see your butt. Get a full body photo of you dressed that kind of shows the rolls, and that seems to help. They also say, which is a biggie, avoid liquid calories. Many of us, we reach for the juices, we reach for the sodas, we reach for the lemonade. That adds extra calories without giving you that feel that you're full. And so avoid those. They also say to break out the skinny jeans. If you wear something tight, then you kind of get that motivation going, you know what, this isn't comfortable. I have a little issue with telling you to wear tight clothes. We had to discuss hives a while back when the weather changed last year. And one of the things that brings on hives are those of you wearing elastic pants, those of you wearing Spanx, etc. When your body feels compressed, you start to, you know, hive. And a tight pair of jeans is going to give you those hives along your belly. But it does provide some sort of motivation. I'll give them this. They say, fill a pitcher with water and cucumbers. It's pretty and it feels like a treat. So I guess drink water with cucumbers or lemon. And then set aside leftovers. They say, serve yourself and immediately pack the leftovers, which is what I just told you. Throw it in a Tupperware container. So that kind of makes sense. That all makes sense. I agree with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, in the previous hours, I discussed this new study that came out, which is going to probably infuriate a lot of you. To me, it makes a whole lot of sense. Basically, there's these new guidelines from the Institute of Medicine that believes that almost 80 million Americans who were previously diagnosed with low vitamin D really may not be low. And the reason why is the lab value usually cuts you off at 30 nanograms per milliliter. They're saying, for the Institute of Medicine, the guideline should probably be 20 nanograms per milliliter. If that's the case, all of you, especially in my practice, who's been 25, 29, and I've been telling you to take vitamin D supplements, are probably going to be happy to hear that your vitamin D is probably okay. Now, vitamin D and checking your vitamin D and being diagnosed with low vitamin D came out over the last few years, and that has been the latest thing. And then celiac disease came out. I mean, obviously celiac disease has been out for a while. But, you know, there was the irritable bowel. Then came post-traumatic stress disorder in terms of a full wave of education and people being screening for it. Then vitamin D deficiency, celiac disease. I'm not sure what's going to be next. Gluten insensitivity. I think they're going to take celiac disease one step more. But vitamin D, we've been screening everybody for vitamin D because they say low vitamin D can hurt the heart, can hurt your blood pressure, can put you at risk for cancer, put you at risk for autoimmune disorders. And 95% of my practice has been low in vitamin D. And that has been really frustrating for me because I really don't want to put people on supplements if they don't need it. You know, I like to think, and this is what I said in the previous hours, that God gave us everything we need. You know, you shouldn't have to take a supplement to live unless God gave you something or gave you a lack of something that you need to supplement. But 95% of my population, but I chalked it off to, you know, us not being in the sun. But keep in mind, I practice in sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. And I have people and I have truck drivers and I have construction workers going, are you kidding me? I'm out in the sun every day. And I don't lather up with sunscreen. How could I be low in vitamin D? Well, you're low in vitamin D if the value is 10 points too high. Now, the problem is many experts don't agree with this. They want people as rich as vitamin D as possible. My only problem with this is, again, the cost with healthcare, etc. You know, when I have a person that came in the high teens, now I'm thinking they're way below the 30 mark. They could have something wrong. So I started ordering a parathyroid test. I started referring them to endocrinology. And, you know, maybe they really weren't that low because the number should have been 20. So we'll see if the labs adopt this or not. Now, some of you have predicted that with Obamacare and the changes in healthcare, we're going to start seeing lab values change across the board. So people are prescribed less cholesterol medicine. People have to go to the doctor less and people are diagnosed with less diseases. Now, I understand that thought process. I doubt that's going to happen. But, you know, you do have an interesting point. I mean, when I was in medical school, the cholesterol value was 240, you know, in terms of being normal. Then I went to 220, 200. But I agree with that value being lowered in terms of where you need your cholesterol to be because I was diagnosing heart attacks in patients whose cholesterol was 230. My father had a heart attack when his cholesterol was 220. So I don't think it's this big conspiracy so people can sell pharmaceuticals and, you know, doctors can make money. But in terms of cholesterol and heart disease, I still think our cholesterols are too high. I think 198 of a cholesterol level is too high, and I wouldn't be surprised if they start to lower cholesterol to the 170s. Same thing with the sugar levels. People who were 130 with their sugar levels, eventually, you know, became diabetic. And so lowering the value to 100 just helped us find you earlier. All right, but it's still interesting to see. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please, of course, follow us on Facebook. We also have a phenomenal Dr. Dahlia Alaska cruise coming up this summer. Go to my website. We have some details. Connect you to the travel agent to get that set up. We always have a good time. And no reason not to go, all right? We got a great rate. We're going to have a lot of fun, and you need a vacation this summer. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So a study came out this week saying people getting chemotherapy for, quote-unquote, incurable lung or colon cancers mistakenly are under the pretense that the chemo is going to cure them. And with the over-treatment at the end of life, which Obamacare has been kind of bringing to the forefront of, you know, our healthcare system and costs and overspending, I get a little nervous about the study coming out, all right? They say that for cancers that have spread beyond lung or colon, chemo can add weeks or months, according to this author, may ease a patient's symptoms, but usually is not a cure. Now, I have had people, patients who have unfortunately had stage 4 cancer and have lived for years. Years. Now, yes, sometimes they do eventually succumb to their illness, etc. I had one stage 4 colon cancer patient where it went to the lungs, lived at least 6-7 years post that happening. So, you know, when they discuss healthcare dollars, most of which being spent in the last 6 months of life, well, duh, if you have heart disease, emphysema, cancer, of course, that's when most of the expenses are going to occur. I don't want anybody flirting with the idea of not treating. Now, they say most of these people agreeing to chemotherapy are not being told by their doctors, and doctors aren't being quote-unquote honest enough. This is what this article said, all right? And I'm getting this from the Washington Post, saying that doctors are not being honest enough with their patients, or people are just in denial that they have a terminal disease. Now, I hope none of you have to deal with that discussion when it happens with you and your doctor, but with you and your doctor, when you are diagnosed with a disease such as this, first time out, of course we're going to be positive because we've seen people battle diseases. I mean, we can now treat malignant melanoma. We used to not be able to. We've had people survive stage 4 ovarian cancer. Not a lot, but we have. And who am I as a doctor to say, you know what, you're going to be the statistic that won't survive? No, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say we have some people that survive and we have some people that don't. Do you want to try the fight? And most people will say, yes, I'd like to try the fight. Luckily, I'm not an oncologist, so I don't have to have this conversation much, but I do get the conversation from people who come back from the oncologist saying, you know, look, he wants to try this. What do you think? What do you know about it? And I'll be honest. I'll say, look, I've had some patients that, yes, they have lived past the quote-unquote five-year survival. But then I've had others where they were stage 1 or 2, and for some reason the cancer came back, and we couldn't understand why. You know, and if you want to take it one step at a time, I'll be here to support you. If you don't want to advance and you want to kind of, you know, live off your bucket list and you know, do things you've always wanted to do and let nature take its course, I'll support you with that, too. I mean, I've supported people either way with their decision. But I'm going to tell you, 99% of them want to put up a fight. They do because they feel good. They've heard of cancer success stories. We have, by the year 2012, which we are now, have reached such amazing advances in cancer treatment that, I mean, it blows my mind. I think a statistic came out saying 99 to 100% of women whose breast cancer found stage 1 survive. 100% survival. They can lick this. They can cure this. So cancer isn't a death sentence anymore. Stage 4, where it's, you know, spread to the lungs, spread to the liver, spread to the brain. Yes, that's, of course, more worrisome. But we do have some amazing chemotherapeutic agents out there. We do. I've had people with stage 4 thyroid cancer do fine after treatment. So it also depends on the cancer. It depends on the type of cancer. It depends on attributes to the cancer. Like we talk about triple negative breast cancer as opposed to hormone sensitive breast cancer. The more common type of breast cancer is the hormone sensitive, like the estrogen sensitive. It's more common, but also easier to treat. Triple negative is a little more difficult. So anyway, Jane Weeks at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and researchers at several other Boston area universities led a study of nearly 12,000 patients around the country. All had been diagnosed 4 months earlier with widely spread cancers and received chemo. Surveys revealed that 69% of those with lung cancer and 81% of those with colorectal cancer felt their treatment was likely to cure them. Education level and the patient's role in care decisions made no difference in the likelihood of quote-unquote mistaken beliefs. Hispanics and blacks are three times more likely than whites to hold inaccurate beliefs. Now, this is what they concluded. Here's the problem. You don't go into a fight of a stage four cancer with a, I have a 9% chance, you know, of this working. You don't do that. If you're going to go through the expense and the wear on the body and go into a fight, just like any heavyweight champion or featherweight champion, etc., what do they do? Do they say, oh, you're going to lose this one? No, they say you're going to win. You're going to win. Okay? You can't say doctors are purposely snowing people, right? Right? I mean, do you really want a statistic? Do you really want to know that you have a 9% chance? Some of us do, but what if you are going to be in that 9%? You want to go into your cancer fight all in terms of mentation and psyche. I'm not saying in terms of money and in terms of medications, but, you know, we were talking about the power of prayer a couple years ago on the show. And there's studies showing people who have that positivity, use the power of prayer, had family members near their bedside praying with them and cheerleading them, did better, lived longer. You know, I know many people that have lived in their stage four cancer and they've outlived the survival numbers. Some of them have died still, but it doesn't mean those extra years were a waste. A lot got done in those extra years. A lot of family time, a lot of soul searching, a lot of bucket list checkoffs. And so, you know, many people unfortunately think, well, you know, if you're going to die anyway, why prolong it? No. Especially if there's a lot of things we can now do to make chemotherapy easier. But where we need to be careful with these studies is Washington and Obamacare would love to look at us as a statistic. Okay? If it's your wife, if it's your sister, and you're told there's a 9% chance that this could work, okay, you know, you aren't going to look at cost-effective analysis and is this going to save money for the country in the long run. You're going to say, I want my wife to live. I want my sister to live. And you're going to say, let's go for the fight if she's willing to do it. And you're not going to every step of the fight go, now, you know, there's a 91% chance this won't work. No, of course not. You're going to say, we're going to beat this. We're going to be positive, and we're going to make this happen. If, unfortunately, years later it didn't, at least you were positive and not negative. So, you know, yes, I think there are some unrealistic expectations with certain cancers, but as we hear people surviving and as we hear some of these treatments that come out and the success rates, how can you tell your wife or your husband that they shouldn't have their hopes up? Okay? Now, you do have to say it is going to be a fight. You do have to say this isn't 100%. But I can't tell from the study if that's exactly what the doctors did. Did the doctors say you have 100% chance of surviving, or did the doctors not touch upon that subject? I doubt it. You know, but again, when you decide to start a fight, you don't sit there and go, well, I gotta give you all the, you know, it's negative, but you still want to be fair and you still want to educate. All right, guys, can I wait to talk to you tomorrow? Don't go away. 187, or actually, you can go away because it's the end of the show, but make sure you follow us on Twitter and be safe. God bless.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.